Boker Tov, today's daf in Mesechet Kedushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Aleph. We're in the middle of the sugya of the Inyan of Yichud, and we were talking about the question of outside of the city, inside of the city, and the issues of the Seita, where we give two Talmid Chachomim to bring them. The question is, what do we learn out from the fact that there's two? Specifically, so we're right in the middle of discussing this, and we had to start before the Omer of Yudam Arav, which is right in the middle of the sugya, and that's right on the top of the daf of Pei Aleph. Omer of Yudam Arav, so the whole halacha that we said, that an isha is allowed to be alone with two men, that's talking about two men who are in the city, but suppose she's on the road. So what happens if one of the men have to go away in order to use the bathroom? So So even for what the Gemara is talking about specifically is lahashtin. I mean, there's a much bigger chashash, no? I mean, isn't there a chashash that he'll have to use the bathroom for a period and not just for a couple of minutes? You see that the point is, we don't allow the yichud, even though the person knows the person's probably going to urinate and so on, that's not going to be a heter for him to be there alone with that woman. That is proven by the Mishnah, the Seita that we were right in the middle of. It says specifically that Mosrim lo shnei talmidei chachamim shema yavo aleha b'derech. Now, why do we need two talmidei chachamim? I mean, she is there with her husband, and the two of them should be enough. I mean, he's not supposed to sleep with her, but there's this person, should be one Talmid Chacham with the husband, right? Now, this shows us that we need Trei Ve'iu, Atlata, so we need, between all of them, we need three, which is apparently what it was that Rav was saying, exactly. If she's on the road, which is what that Mishnah was talking about, they're on the road going up to Yerushalayim, so then we need a total of three people. Not necessarily. The reason that we may need a two Talmidei Chachamim is maybe not because of the din of Yichud, but it's Kiechen Avi Alei Sa'adeh, that in the event that he does sleep with his wife, somebody has got to stop Bezdin from erasing the Shem Hashem for no purpose, because these Mayimam Arim, they're not going to work. And therefore, we may need witnesses, so we need these two people to be acting as witnesses. Now, Rav and Rav Yehuda were once walking along a road together, and Avika Azra, he ate the Kamayo. So there was this certain woman that was walking up ahead, and there was no problem of the issue of not walking behind a woman, because it was far away. And nonetheless, Omerle Rav to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav says to Rabbi Yehuda, Dal Karech, get those feet off the ground, let's start running, Mikame Gehenom, so that we won't end up in hell. What was he talking about? And he wanted to get ahead of her, so that in the event that she slows down or whatever, they're going to end up being alone with her, and that would be usher. So Rav Yehuda said to Rav, I don't understand, but there's two of us. Didn't you say that if the people are kosher, so then it's mutter for two men to be alone? Rav said, oh, all of a sudden we're ksherim? How did we get to be ksherim? So he said to him, Omarlei, Mi yemai de ksherim means kagon ana va'at. I mean, you think that's good enough to be called ksherim? People like me and you? I mean, maybe the meaning of ksherim is kagon mai, kagon Rabbi Chanina v'papi v'chavera, where we had the whole maisa over there of the way that the woman was after them, the matronisa, and they had to somehow get out of that pickle that she was after them because she could have had them knocked off. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people like us. Maybe. I mean, obviously, this is not really saying halacha, because halacha, that's not what we say. This is, we're talking about over here, that was the Divrei Chassidus that he was saying. Okay, there's also another little bit of a problem, which is, I mean, if it says they were walking along the road, so then why would two people be enough? So actually, the Achronim talk about this. I mean, but the Pashtus is that when we were talking about going along the road, we weren't talking about passing by. And I mean, this is What Rav was talking about was he didn't want to be alone even for a short time. Not when there was a chashash that one of them is going to be going off the road to use the bathroom. I mean, that's not... Okay, but others learned that it must mean there was another guy that was there with them, and he didn't... The Gemara doesn't bother mentioning it because they were the Gedalim, and this other person was just someone tagging along, whatever. But you understand to take that little element into consideration. Now, we had the machlokas that we talked about yesterday about whether the pasuk that we brought for Yichud is, in fact, does that make it an Issur D'Oraisa, or is it an Asmachta B'Alma, the way the Rambam understands it? But one thing is for sure, there certainly is no Chiyuv Malkus B'Oraisa on Yichud, because it's certainly not a Lav. There's no Lo Ta'aseh on a Yichud, so there's no possible way that any sheet that would hold that you would be like a B'Oraisa. Nonetheless, Amarav, Malkin ala Yichud. We do give Malkus, but this is obviously referring to, as Rashi says, it's talking about only Malkus Mardus. But we will never aser a woman, just because she's been alone with men, we will never aser a woman on her husband because of this kind of basis. So Amaravashi, this whole idea that we would even give Malkus, that's only talking about where the woman was unmarried. But if she was an Eishes Ish, we cannot give Malkus, because if we give Malkus, people will say, oh my gosh, obviously she actually had relations with this man. And because of that, people would end up saying that the children are mamzerim. We can't do that, because Sholote Motzilaz Albanea, and therefore, for the Chumra of Malkus Mardus, we have to be more careful for the problem of the Yichusim. Omer le Reb Nachman, Biparhati l'Ravashi, Ma nami lilke v'lachris. I don't understand. You could still go ahead, and even if we were talking about an Eishes Ish, you could give Malkus, and you could put out, you know, an advertisement in the New York Times, you know, that the Malkus that we gave for so-and-so was not because there was any kind of real chashash, but because of Yichud. Yeah, that's great. You know, people always hear the original article. They never see the corrections. So if once we're going to go ahead and we're going to give Malkus, there's no way to avoid the problems of the Yichusim of the children. There's other places also where we have such a halacha. Now, because of the context, the halacha lemaisa understands this to be a continuation of the sugya of the yichud. So according to that, this is the way it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, malkina lo tova hashmua. So let's say there's a lot of rumors that somebody has been hanging around this woman, or that she's been complaining, that he keeps following me, and so on, right? That's the way it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. So she's saying that this guy's after me. And anyway, so because of that, we would actually give Malkus just for causing that type of shmua. Shneemar, because we see that Eli told his children, Eli HaKohen, Albana, ki lo tova hashmua. So he's saying, lo is always a lashon of a lo taaseh. So we see that if that's the way he tells it, because of the fact, the way that people are talking about his children, so he called that lo tova hashmua. So on that type of situation, we would give Malkus. And in fact, Marzutra emotiv la avsera alkatve, Marzutra would put like a harness on this guy's shoulders, and he would say, al banai, so this is instead of the normal psukim that we talk about when we give Malkus D'Oraisa, he would say Albanat. Omar Rabba, Bichlal, there's no chashash of Yichud in a case where Baal Abayir. So if a woman's husband could come back at any time, so then Ein Chashashin Mishum Yichud. That's a big machlokus over here, Ein Chashashin, because Ein Chashashin is mashma that we don't have to be choshed in terms of this issue of the Malkus and so on, but not that we don't have to worry about whether you're allowed to be alone, in which case it would be usur to be alone l'chatchila, even in the case where it was Baal HaBa'ir. That's how many learn, including Rashi is mashma that way. And Tosfos argues, and we paskin actually like Tosfos, that it means even l'chatchila, there's no problem of Yichud. Omrev Yosef, Petach Patuach L'Rashut HaRabim, Ein Chashim Mishum Yichud. If you have the door open directly into Rashut HaRabim, so that people can walk in at any minute, there's actually a machlokas. Does it mean people can walk in because the door is unlocked? Or does it mean because people are walking by and the door is open and they can actually see what's going on in the house? When we finish the Dinim of Yichud, the Sugya of Yichud, will go over, Bezras Hashem will go over the halachas briefly. So over there, Ein Chashim Mishum Yichud. Problem is that Rav Bive, he once came to Rav Yosef's house, and after they had supper, Bosa the Karach Rifta, so Rav Yosef said to his butlers, Shkulei Darga Mitutsi Bive. So you send Bive up to his bedroom, you know, upstairs, and then take the ladder down so he can't get his, he can't come down here. Now, I mean, Rav Yosef was in town, and he sure isn't taking any chances with Rav Bive, right? But wait a minute. I thought we just had that Rabba Paskin, that if the husband is in town, so then Ein Chashim Mishum Yichud. So why are you worried? Ah, because, and this is an Ogel Halach as well, Shaini Rav Bive, the Shushbenita Havoi, he was actually a very close family friend, you know, and she felt very close to him, the Gaiseba. So in a case where a person has easy emotional access to a woman, and it's understood, like, why he would be around and so on, you know, so if the husband walks in and he's there, yeah, well, it would be understandable. And therefore, he didn't want to rely on Bala Beir in that case. Because of that, he took down the ladder. Omer Rav Kahana. Anashim mibachutz v'nashim bibifnim, ein choshishin mishum yichutz. Let's say we have men in the outside room. The outside room always means the room that you would have to go through in order to be able to get out of the house. So if there's no other way out, so there's no reason why a man would be able to excuse himself and saying, I went into the room with the women. And if a woman comes through the outside where all the men is, it's obvious that she has to get to the door and there's a lot of men there. And therefore we said that a woman is allowed to be alone with a lot of men. So l'chora, that would mean that there would be no problem for Yichud. But the other way around, where the anashim are mibifnim and the nashim are mibachutz, so then we're worried, because what happens if one guy goes into the Ezra's nashim, and at that moment, he's going to be alone with all of these women. And he's going to claim, oh, yeah, I'm only going through. But the point is that he's going to have to be alone with women if nobody else is there. Okay, some understand that the meaning of Rashi over here is that you're not allowed to create that situation. Forget about going through. So when it's talking about usher, it means making a wedding or making a shir or whatever in a way that the only way that somebody is going to be able to get in and out is by passing through a bunch of women where he's going to be alone with women. So then that would be usher even to set it up that way. The only thing is that the Baraisa said exactly the opposite, because if you have the men actually outside and the women in the inside, so then if somebody walks into the woman's area, I mean, who's going to know, right? Nobody's paying attention to who's walking in. But if the men are inside and the women are outside, then even if a woman goes in, there wouldn't be a problem because there's a lot of men there. But for the man to enter into the Ezra's Nashim section, there's nothing to prevent him to do it. And if one of the men is going to go through the outside room, there would also be no problem, because he's not going to do anything when everybody passes through in order to be able to get out. That's not the question. So in that case, you would be not chashish. It's the exact opposite of the way we said before. So Amar Abaya, okay, so then I ain't doing either. So because, I mean, since Rav Kahana said it one way and the Braisa teaches it this way, I'm going to do the chumrah and I'm simply going to have separate entrances for the men and the women. Abaya. So anyway, what actually would be considered to be a way to protect the violation of one section with another section? Like, what's going to prevent, because it's for somebody to come in and sneak into the other sections. The guy wants to go in to be with the women. I mean, who's going to notice? So therefore, what they did was, is they set up alarm systems. You know, so instead of just a plain mechitza, you need an armed mechitza, you know, or one of those doggy robots, right? So what did Abaye used to do? Abaye would put these empty bottles, right, along the mechitza. If anybody tried crossing, it would start buzzing because he would hear all that noise. And Rava would put like kanim there. So it just reeds because it makes a lot of noise when you pass through the reeds. Omar Rovin, you know, this is the reason why Sakva the Shata Rigla, the worst time of the year, is Yontif. Because that's, everybody is mixing, families are getting together, and everybody's looking good, and they're dressed nice, you know, and they're all showered. And so because of that, there's a lot of hanky-panky going on, especially since the women, you know, come to listen to the shiurim. And once they're coming to listen to the shiurim, so then who knows? So Tosis brings, amazingly, that this is where the minag of the tainias of Sheni v'Chamishi comes from. Because everybody must have done something wrong over Yontif. So now they're going to fast in order to be mechaper on the Yontif. And, okay, so people think, yeah, this is something of an exaggeration. I mean, like, how much do you have to worry about these things? So the Gemara brings now a bunch of stories just to give us an insight into how much you have to be careful. So Ramam Chasida was the only one that they were trusted, and he had arranged for this, getting all of these women that had been kidnapped, and so they were bringing them out to their families, and at night they came to the house of Ramam Chasida, and they figured, okay, there's one place you could trust, it's Ramam Chasida, I mean, come on. Anyway, but what they did is they still took the ladder down. And this ladder, we're going to see, was so heavy, it took 10 people to move the ladder. So that therefore, they felt safe that even if Rav Amram Chasida decides he wants to go up and grab one of these women, he's not going to be able to move the ladder. Okay. So they go away for the night. Anyway, but meanwhile, left open the trap door right between the first floor and the second floor, and it took down. So one of these women goes by the opening, and she was so gorgeous that nafaluhura bipuma. So through that skylight, so the whole house was like as if it was turned bright. You know, it caught Rav Amram Chasida's eyes. So Rav Amram Chasida goes and grabs this ladder. Ten people couldn't lift this ladder under normal circumstances. But under the right circumstances, even Rav Amram Chasida ends up being Shimshon HaGibor. He lifts it all by himself. Dalia Lechudet. And Solik V'Azo. And up he's going on this ladder. Anyway, he gets to halfway up the ladder and he figures, look, I can't stop myself. The only thing to do is get people here to stop me. So he starts shouting, fire! Fire! Come to Amram's house quickly! Fire! Anyway, everybody comes running in and they find him halfway up the ladder. So all the Talmidim say, Rebbe, you're embarrassing us. What an awkward situation. This is terrible. So Omer like a siftinan. So he says to him, you know what? I don't care. Better that you should be embarrassed in Olam Hazeh from this Amram character and not have to worry about having been his Talmidim in Olam Haba. So anyway, so Rav Amram then, he made a shvua forcing the Yetzirah to leave him alone. And it came out of him like an amuda esh. So nafik minek amuda denura. So Amar Leizer of Amram said to the Yetzer Hara, take a look. You're made out of fire. And I'm nothing but protoplasm. V'ana adifna minach. I managed to get away from you. So I'm stronger than you are. Now Rabbi Meir, he always used to laugh at people who were over there. Come on, what's the big deal? You can't resist a little bit of sexual temptation. And what are you, an animal? Anyway, one day, the Satan decided to teach him a lesson. So he turns himself into this beautiful girl on the other side of the river. And Rabbi Meir is on one side of the river, and he's on the other side of the river. Rabbi Meir was so turned on that even though Lo Avi Mavra, there wasn't any kind of boat that you could cross the river with, he decided he's going to cross by holding onto the rope that went from one side to the other. And he starts crossing it. He grabs onto the mitzvah. Vikova. He gets halfway across the river, And the Sultan lets him go. And the Sultan says to Rabbi Meir, let me tell you something, boy. You are in big luck. Because if it hadn't been, you'll have to come Akrasi Berakia, if there hadn't been this Hachraza and the Shamayim, hey, wait a minute, Izaru Berabi Meir Vitorato, you can't do this to Rabbi Meir. Shavite Ledamach Tarte Moy, I would have turned your blood into 2 cents. I would have made your whole life worthless. So just don't laugh at people anymore. So as we've explained many times, the idea of a Nisayon, that once there is a Nisayon, it is nothing to do with the person that the Nisayon is given to. Remember that beautiful, to me it was always Pashut, but the beautiful teretz of the Kotzker about why it says that Hashem Nisas Avram when it came to Yitzchak Avinu, and how come that's only a Nisayon to Avram? Why isn't it a Nisayon to Yitzchak? I've said this to you many times, but it bears repeating. So he says the teretz is, because it says Hashem Nisa at Avram. That's the teretz. So it's exactly this Gemara, right? In other words, if Rabbi Meir has a Nisayon, he's no different than anybody else. The point of being Rabbi Meir is not to have the Nisayon. That's the issue. The same thing happened to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also used to put down the whole issue of Midlotzeitz by Rabbi Avera, what's the big deal? Anyway, Yumachatz, so one day the Satan takes on the shape of this beautiful girl. There she is on top of this tall palm tree. Rabbi Akiva sees her. Nakte Ladikla, and so he grabs this palm tree and he starts climbing up the palm tree. Because climbing up a palm tree is not all that easy. Because Solik Viozil and Kimoto Lapalgetadikla, when he got halfway up, Shafke, and he told Rabbi Akiva, the Sultan told Rabbi Akiva, he loved democracy, Berikia. He's Aruba Rabbi Akiva Vitorato, Shavite Lodomach Tartimai. I would turn your life into 2 cents. Plimu, so now, Plima used to say every day that there should just be a Kadosh Baruch Hu should throw arrows into the eyes of Satan, the tzoras that he makes us. Anyway, Yumachad, so one day was Erev Yom Kippur. So the Satan decides, okay, I'm not putting up with this anymore. So he comes on Erev Yom Kippur to Plima, and he's puts on this gestalt of being this poor man. And he comes to the door, help, food, give me some food. So, Atakarabava. Okay, so they bring out some bread to give him. So, Plimo says, today, this is what you do for me. I mean, the Sultan says to Plimo, this is what you do for me. It's Erev Yom Kippur, Kulei Alma Gavoy. Everybody is sitting around, you know, indoors. Poor me, just because I'm a poor man, decide to treat me. Give me a piece of bread outdoors. You should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, he knew how to pull on the guilt feelings. All right, so they took him inside. So they bring him inside, and they bring him the bread inside. And he starts complaining. Erev Yom Kippur, this is the way you treat an old man, a hungry old man. You sit him down in the kitchen while everybody's having a nice meal out there in the dining room. You give him a little piece of bread. You should be ashamed of yourself. All right, fine. So they bring him into the dining room, put him on at the table, at you, at Ataka. So then he has his body, the Sultan makes his body look like it's covered with these pussy sores all over. And he looks absolutely disgusting. And he's sitting over there picking at these sores and doing the most disgusting things. So Plimo said to him, will you sit like a mensch, Dave Shapir? Let me bring you to the table. You're nauseating me. So he says, well, give me some wine. Avi Lukasa, bring him some wine. And he spits up into it. And then Ichbar, so he coughs, and then Shadabay Kicho, he spits his phlegm into it. So they start yelling at him, you're disgusting. Anyway, so what does he do? He pretends to faint. He dropped dead from a heart attack the way that they dealt with him. And the Sultan does all of this, right? He's got these recordings outside. Plimo is a murderer. He just killed somebody in his house, and he hears these sounds coming from all over. So, Shamu Davi Yamre, Plimo Kata Gavra, Plimo Kata Gavra. Anyway, so poor Plimo goes and he hides out in the Beit HaKiseh, that he was afraid they were calling the cops. So anyway, so the Sultan comes and follows him into the bathroom. And then he collapses. This time he's really dead. Anyway, you saw Plimo was going nuts. Navi Mitztayer. He was really, he was at his wits' end. So, okay, Golilei Nafshis. All right, it's me. Why do you treat me this way? What do you, always say, Gira Bene de Sultan. This is nice? You think I'm not nice? How about you? Omar Lay. So, I don't understand. I mean, what should I say? I mean, I gotta keep you away, and I gotta make it clear to myself all the time that I can't stand you, and I don't want you to be part of my life. So how am I supposed to say that? Omar Lay said the Sultan to him, listen, if you're gonna say something, you should say, Lemamar, Rachmana Nigarbe Bisatan. That's basically what we hear in the Pasuk in Zechariah, right? Nigarbecha Satan. It's because you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be good in the Satan, but like, well, you're starting up with me. I don't think it's a good idea. You start up with me. You want Siyata Deshmaya, so fine. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save you. Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, Havi Rogil Kolita Davi Nofel Ape. Reb Chiya Bar Ashi was an old man. He would say every time that he said Tachanun, he would say, Arachmon Yatzilenu Mietzer Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the Yetzer Hara. Anyway, so one day his wife heard his Tachanun. She was walking by, and she hears him say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the Yetzer Hara. So she says, Yetzer Hara, this guy can't get anything done. What kind of Yetzer Hara? This is for years he hasn't had anything to do with me. Michtei. So now he's complaining about the Yetzer Hara. What kind of Yetzer Hara does he have? So she says, I wonder, my time of Gamra Hachi. So she decides she's going to test him out and find out whether he does have a Yetzer Hara. So one day he's out there in the garden and he's learning Kishta Nafsha. So meanwhile, she puts on all these beautiful dresses and she pretties herself up and puts on this crazy shetel and she looks like a movie star. He has no idea who she is. And she starts walking back and forth in front of the garden. So Chofa Vitanya came. So he says to her, who are you? He says, I am Harutha, the world famous whore. I just got back to town and I'm looking for someone new, honey babes. So he says, okay, what do you cost? So she says, I'll tell you. Why don't you just climb all the way up there on top of that tree? And I guess, whatever, bring me down something. So he does. Okay. And this is an old man, you understand. So he jumps. Shavar, he jumps up on the tree. Also, Isyaniyala. And then, okay, what happened? The Gemara doesn't tell us the dirty details of what happened after that. Anyway, he goes home. And his wife is now back dressed as she usually is. And she's in the middle of baking. So she's got the oven heating up. And he comes and he sits down in the oven. Okay. So he's decided, why should he wait for hell? It'll just go straight to hell now. So she says to him, what's going on? What are you doing in the oven? So he tells her, look, I have to kill myself. And this is what happened to me. I was out there just learning, and this whore comes by. So she said, don't worry about it. It was me. It was me. Said, get out of here. It was you. No, Ashka, we didn't believe her for a minute until she finally told him exactly the whole story, the details that she wouldn't have known unless it really was her. Adiyavi Lacey Money. So he said, all right, it was you, but I still have to go to hell because I didn't know it was you, right? So Ana Mieli Surei Chavna, in my mind, you were Harusa. So anyway, Koyomov Sholz, a tzaddik, for the rest of his life, he was fasting because of this Avera that he had done with Harusa, who wasn't Harusa. And Achim made Botam Mitan. He literally killed himself with all of that fasting. And that's because Lamaisa, we learned back in the Sugya of Nidorin and Nozir, Ishahef Haferan with Brisa Darshans, Vashem Yislachla. So if it says that the husband did Afaras Nadarim, so why do we need for Hashem to be Soleachla? So it's obviously talking about a woman who had made a neder. So it was an isha shenadar benazir. The husband overhears her, and he's made for the neder, but he didn't tell her that. V'hi lo yada shefer la bala. And nonetheless, she goes ahead, and she's drinking wine, and she's being mitamand. You know, so she wasn't careful about her naziras. And it says over there, Hashem yislach lo. And Rabbi Akiva, Kavimoti, Laipsuka, Avibochi, when Rabbi Akiva got to that posuk, Hashem yislach lo, he would start crying. And he would say, Mom, Mishinit kavin lecho besar chazir v'yala b'yado besar tle, omra teretzricha kapora v'slicha. If somebody had no intention of doing an avera, he was going to eat. He had intention only to do an avera and didn't do an avera. Because in the end, the pork was actually a lamb steak. And Omra Torah, Tzricha Kapara V'Slicha, that's basically what it's saying over here. So Chas V'Chalila, somebody went to actually do an Avera and did do an Avera. Mishin et Kavein Lechol B'Sar Chazir. V'Yala B'Yadol B'Sar Chazir. Alachat Kavam V'Kama. And we see that that's Mamish the Inyan of an Hashem Toloi. Kayotze B'Davar HaTaomer. V'lo Yada V'Hashem V'Nasa Avono. Rabbi Akiva used to cry at that Pasuk too. Because he would say, Mamishin et Kavein Lechol Shuban V'Yala B'Yadol Chelev. The guy thought that he was eating something kosher. And it wasn't his fault that it was ended up being something that was actually, of course, chalev. And the Torah says, nonetheless, he doesn't know, but v'yashem, v'nasav, no. And if it's a suffix, he still has to go ahead and he has to bring a korban. So mishin et kaven lechol chalev, v'alai b'yadol chalev. Can you imagine how much kapora he needs, halachas kama v'kama? You get to that pasuk, anybody who wants to sit around and be miserable about life, here's a great opportunity. All right, so we said, mityached adam im imo, so you're allowed to be alone with the mother, and that was all part of what we had in the sugya of the Nuraya for Yichud. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, it's true that the Pasuk doesn't talk about it, but you can also be mityached adam im achoto, because basically what we're talking about over here is the fact that there's no natural, since the Chachomim were mevatel the Yetzer of Arayas to a little bit, as the Gemara says, they tried to get rid of the Yetzer for Arayas, but they managed to damage its power a little, so that at least people are not attracted to their relatives that are very close to them. And because of that, we don't usually find a brother and sister sleeping together. And so because of that, you would be allowed to be alone with a sister, but you can't actually live with her permanently. Once in a while, you could be with your sister, but you can actually move in with your mother, v'dar im imo, and you are also allowed to be living permanently with your daughter. But when Rav Yehuda said this over to Shmuel, Kerma Kavita Shmuel, Shmuel said, where do you get that from? Asur li yityached im kol arayot shebetorah, afilu im habehema. Yichud is asur in any type of isur, even to be alone with an animal. What? Tanan said the Pharisee in the Mishnah like Shmuel. Mityached adam im imo v'im ibito. Forget about being living in the same house. You're allowed to sleep with them directly, skin to skin. You're sheni mayim b'kiruv boser. I mean, that is a total to yufta to Shmuel. Like, where did he come from? Amalach Shmuel, l'tamech. See, you say that you're allowed to be alone with your mother or with your daughter. Adatanya, how do you explain the Braita? The Braita said, achoto. You're not allowed to be, you always need to have Eidim, meaning with the two men, the Eidim in, but Shalom Be'edim Lo. I mean, obviously, the Braisa is saying, and he includes the sister. And you said that a sister is mutter. So you don't like what I said. You don't like what I said about a behemoth, and you don't like what I said about the sister. You don't like what, then you don't like the Braisa. So what are you going to say? You're going to have to be made of that. Clearly, it's machlokas tanoim. And indeed, the Tanya, Omer Rabbi Meir, Izaru bimibdi. So Rabbi Meir would say to people in the house, make sure that I'm never alone with my daughter. And Rabbi Tarfon would say, make sure I'm never alone with my daughter-in-law. So these were all, and the Rambam brings this even as a, that Tamir Chachomim, in order to teach the Chumrah of the Inyan, they would say those kind of things as a Chassidus. So what happened over there, so it's a Talmud of Rabbi Tarfon. That's I mean, it's a little bit exaggerated, and you can try to make an impact, but you can't say something that people are just going to laugh at. That doesn't make an impact. And sure enough, from Rabbi Avraham Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, lo hayu yamimu atim achinichsha oto talmid bechamoto. Exactly what happened to that Talmud who was laughing. He ended up in bed with his mother-in-law. Well, filu im beima. And Abaye would actually machlo to be kula dabra. So when he was going to be alone and he was sitting outside learning, he would make sure that there was no animal in the entire area. Or it could also mean that he was mazir, his shepherd, that he shouldn't be alone with these animals. Rav Sheshes, Mavali Mitzra, he would get the animals to the other side of the river. Rav Chanan Minardo, equal Rav Kahana from Nara. Chazer de Yosef Yekogoris. Once Rav Chanan visited Rav Kahana at Pumnara, and he sees that Rav Kahana was sitting and learning, and there was an animal in the yard. V'kaima beima kame. Omar leilu, sovele mara filu im beima. You're not machmir like Shmuel. Omar leilu avadatai. I didn't pay attention. I didn't notice there was an animal here. Okay. Basically, this was all like Emias Chasidas, because it's not how we pass it. Omar Rava. You can also, even though normally you cannot be alone with two women, but if you know that these two women are out to cause trouble for each other, and we had the whole list of women that hate each other's guts, if they would have anything to say about the other women, you can be sure that it's going to be like front page news. So there you don't have a problem, because that's 100% you're not going to misbehave with either of them. Because the other one will be Megalas. Because these hate each other so much, they're not going to cover up for the other one. Or Imshtet Sarot. These were exactly the women that are not Ne'amanot in cases where they can mess someone up by saying an Eidus for them. The person will rely on it and then end up sleeping with another guy, thinking her husband is dead. All the cases that we spoke about, even though we said the Ne'amanot to present the get with the Fanai Nechtam, but that's because we have the actual document there. Vim im isha v'chamota, a woman and her mother-in-law, isha bat ba'ala, her husband's daughter. These were all listed many times that we've had before. And there's another case that you don't have to worry about, and that's where you have a woman who's alone with a child, but the child, she would understand what's going on if there's any hanky-panky, but she would not herself be turned on, and therefore she's not going to cover. So she's old enough to be yoda'at ta'ambiyah, but in Moseret Hatzmalabia. So that is also considered to be enough of a Shmira that the person is not going to do anything wrong. Okay, then we said that once these grew up, so we're talking about sleeping with your daughter, or a boy sleeping with his mother, then they can't sleep in bodily contact. But Igdilu Zeya Shin Biksuto, so there you have to be wearing pajamas. So what do we say when they grew up? I mean, higdilu. What does that mean? Higdilu. How old would they have to be before you're not allowed to just sleep in your birthday suit? Om revada baravaza, om revasi, tinoket bat tesha shanim v'yom echad, and tinok ben 12 shanim v'yom echad. Okay, so this is the shir that we give, that a girl can sleep with her father until she's 9 years old if she's naked, and a boy can sleep with his mother until he's 12 years old. Ikedi amre, tinoket bat 12 shana v'yom echad. No, no, we didn't get 12. 12 is the shir of a gedola. That's the point. So before she is a gedola, so then there's no problem. She becomes a bat mitzvah, so then she can't sleep naked with her father. And a boy, when he becomes bar mitzvah, tinok ben 13 shana v'yom echad. But in both cases, meaning both lishonos that we had in Ravada, whether it was 12 and 9 or whether it's 12 and 13, it would only be, it's not just a function of the years. It also is a function of sexual maturity. So it would have to be shadayim nachonu. So for the girls, it would have to be breasts already developed, sarach tzimeach, there would already be pubic hair. In other words, there is an already a sexual turn on, and because of that, so we answer without a begot. Omer Avram Bar Pap, Omer Rav Chisda, that's not always true, because Lo Shana Lo Sheina Bo Shel Amod Lefanav Arum. We say that there's this mutter as long as she's young. That's only if she's not embarrassed to stand there naked. So the boy isn't embarrassed to be naked in front of his mother. The daughter is not embarrassed to be naked in front of her father. But if all of a sudden they start being nervous about being naked, then that means that they're sexually aware in a way that makes them uncomfortable. And once that's true, then already you can't actually be together in skin contact. So bo shel amod lefanav arum, then it would be also. Why? Because why all of a sudden are you worried about being naked? So that's what happened in Gan Eden. Yetzer al-Bashar. So that means you've already been taken over by the Yetzer Hara, and you're no longer an innocent abroad. Rav Acha Bar Abba, Ikla Levei Rav Chisda Chatanei. So once Rav Acha Bar Abba, he came to his son-in-law's house, which means his daughter's house, and he took his granddaughter, Shakra Labad Barte, and Otva Bichnafe, and he takes her onto his bed, and she's naked, and he puts her into his bed, and they're sleeping together in that bed. So Omar Leis, Rav Chisda was a son-in-law, said to his father-in-law, Lo Sava Lo Mar, Demikatra, you don't know that I already have her married to someone, you know? I mean, don't you think it's a little risque to be sleeping with a married woman? She's a little girl toddler, you know? You're sleeping with a married woman, naked? Omar Leis, what? You were over on what Rav said? Yomer of Yudah Omer Rav, Vitemer Rabbi Elazar, Asur La'adam She'kadeshet B'tokish Iktana, Ad She'tagdil V'tomar B'floni Ani Rotza. We said before, you're not supposed to give your daughter to, while she's still a Ktana. She has to be able to choose her husband. So how come your little daughter is married? How was I supposed to know she's married? Said Rav Chisda, well, what are you yelling at me for? You're also no good. You were over on Shmuel. Shmuel said that Ein Mishtamshim Be'isha, you're not allowed to use a woman for any purposes, even to bring you drinks and so on. Goshikin, you're not allowed to take her into your bed. Omar Leis, Rav Acha said to him, well, I am paskening like Shmuel, but not your Shmuel. I'm paskening like the other Maimer of Shmuel. Anakita to Shmuel Svirle. To Omar Shmuel, I call L'shem Shamayim. If I'm doing something for a reason, then it has nothing to do with sex. The reason I'm doing this is because I want my daughter to see how much I love her kids and that I feel so comfortable with them and I treat them as if they're my own and so on. So I didn't do that because I need her to warm my bed and I'm being mishtamshim b'isha or I'm getting some kind of sexual pleasure from her. I'm just doing it because there's a need to do it. And it's all kol l'shem shamayim would be mutter. It had nothing to do with Shmuel. That's how Rashi understands. Okay, gentlemen. Wonderful to end with the words Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. I'm sure you saw the beautiful, beautiful what we had posted by a number of people. We're going to be Loichem, Hashem Hashem, saying Kriyat Shema. Everybody should be Zechet, have the Shmira of Yisroel, B'tach B'Hashem, and they go out to battle with Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. Shri B'Surot Tovot, Bezrat Hashem.